I'm going to cover now a process which is not an energy process, which is relatively light. Now, let's locate your right foot. Locate your left foot. Locate your right foot in relationship to your left foot. Locate both feet in relation to your head. Locate the back wall in relation to your head. Locate it in relationship to your feet. Now let's locate the front yard in relationship to your feet. The front of the building in relationship to your feet. Let's locate the roof in relationship to your feet. And now the front of the building in relationship to your head. The roof of the building in relationship to your head. The ground under the building in relationship to your feet. The back of the building in relationship to your feet. The ground under the building in relationship to your head. The back of the building in relationship to your head. Now, let's locate the middle of the room in relationship to the middle of your head. Let's locate the middle of your front foot, your other foot. Locate those two things in relationship to each other. Locate those two centers in relationship to the center of your head. Locate the center of the room in relationship to the center of your head. Locate the center of the city in relationship to the center of your head. Locate the center of the sun in relationship to the center of the earth. The center of the moon in relationship to the center of the sun. Now the center of the room in relationship to the center of the moon. The center of the moon in relationship to the center of your head. Locate the front door of the building in relationship to the back door of the building. Okay. Now let's find some places where you are not. Now let's find some places which are dark. Now let's just arbitrarily and preferably without accuracy, but very precisely, locate your right foot as elsewhere than where you located it before. Locate your left foot now at some distance from your right foot. Locate the center of the sun in some other direction than last time. The center of the moon in some other direction than last time. Now take these two new locations with absolute conviction as the place where these are located. You tell them where they're located. Now locate your 2 feet in relationship to them. Now, let's locate the center of the room in an arbitrary direction. Let's locate the center of the Earth in an arbitrary and new direction. Let's locate the North Pole arbitrarily and in a new direction. Locate the South Pole in a new direction. Now let's locate the center of your head in a new direction. And with great conviction. Let's locate the center of the city in a new direction. Now let's locate the center of the earth in a new direction. Locate the center of your head in a new direction. Locate the center of Earth in a brand new direction. Locate the center of your right foot in a new direction. Locate the center of your left foot in a new direction. Locate the center of your head in a new direction. Now, arbitrarily and with great conviction, locate an object in the middle of the room. Locate another object, very massive object, in the back of the building. Locate another massive object in the front of the building. And locate the center of your head in an even newer direction, a new direction now entirely. Now pick out the center of the object that you put in the backyard and designate that as the center of a certain space. And the center of the object which you put in the front yard and designate that the center of a certain space. Now let's take several spaces, one right after the other, which you perceive, and give them names. You've always named objects. Let's name spaces. Okay, now let's locate the center of your head in an even different direction. And now let's locate the center of your head at a considerable distance from you. Now let's locate the center of your stomach and locate it elsewhere. And now with great decision, locate it somewhere else. And now locate the center of your head. Okay, now take an object, any object, and arbitrarily locate it at a certain distance from you. Now imbue this object with everything you understand to be your personality. Endow it with life. Get the feel of your personality from it. Do a good job on it. Endow it with life. Give it your personality. And feel even more intimate about it than you do about your body. Now say that you have just moved out of this object. Now put the object in a new direction at a new distance from you. And a new direction and a new distance from you. Now change the personality of this object. Now change it for the worse. Now change it for the better. Endow this object with the ability to feel and feel something with it. Endow it with your personality again and locate it a new direction and distance. Now mark up your attention as weighing 5 tons and move it from the body to the object. Now mark up your attention as being the weight of a feather and move it from the object to the body. Now move your attention off of the body onto a wall, off of the wall onto a space, and now onto the object which you designated as having your personality. Now imbue this object with even more personality now. Now put some beams on it so that you can control it. Much better. Put some more beams on it so that you can control it even better. Hang all sorts of odds and ends of energy on it, strange deposits of energy, each one of which has some strange, peculiar property. Okay, now disendow this object of life. Throw these odds and ends of ridges and energies away. And find the biggest object that you can find any place in the surroundings. At best, let's locate a mountain. Now let's endow this mountain with your personality. Let's hang some ridges and automatic machinery on the mountain. Now let's change the mountain's personality slightly. Now let's change it very much for the worse. Change it very much for the better. Now let's make this mountain very alive. Now rig this mountain up so that when you touch one end of this mountain, you can get a sensation at the other end of the mountain. Now improve this mountain's personality. Now disendow this mountain of life. Take the life out of this mountain. Now put this life into another mountain. Now hang all sorts of energy masses on this new mountain. And endow this new mountain with the ability to look. Now use its ability to look so that you can see some scene from the mountain itself. Disendow this mountain of life. The ability to perceive? And let's find another mountain. And let's duplicate this new mountain many times. Make new mountains alongside of it many times. Okay, now find two objects. Hold on to them and don't think. Find two objects, hold on to them and don't think. Okay, let go of them and give me some places where you are not. Okay, now let's recall some things which are quite real. Now let's predict some things that have the same level of reality. Predict them until they have that level of reality. Now, look around your surroundings and find several objects. And as you look at these objects, imagine them with complete reality to be something else. And get the same level of reality as you did on those things which you recalled. Object after object, imagine each one to be something else with as high a level of reality as your own past instance. Okay. Now let's mock up an animal's body in front of you. And whether seen clearly or not, imbue it with far, far more reality than you would have on your own body. Now disendow this animal of life. And mock up another object, whether seen clearly or not, is beside the point, another object which has greater reality, much greater reality, than objects which you normally contact in life. Okay, now disendow it. And let's look around the environment. And this time, imagine locations where you are not with even greater certainty than you have for occasions which you're just saying you are not in. I get this with greater conviction. Okay, now let's imagine an animal's body and perceive it. Doesn't matter how clearly you see it or its outline, but perceive it to have much greater life than objects which you run into in the physical universe. Now let's look around the environment and let's find object after object and have each one of these objects perceive you as being nothing and so itself disappear. It duplicates you, and let's pretend you're nothing and have it duplicate you. Have these objects, one after the other, perceive you to be nothing, and so itself become nothing. Let's do that some more. Okay, now let's take several people we dislike and have these persons see you and perceive that you are nothing and so disappear. Do that again now with the same people. Do it again with the same people. Do it again with the same people. Have these people stand there, perceive that you are a nothingness, and so themselves cease to exist. Now mark up an object, have the object perceive you to be a nothingness, and so disappear. And then so on with several objects. Okay, now take these people you had before and have each one of these people before you. And then you perceive that they are really run by a nothingness. And so you get the feeling of disappearing. Get the feeling they're run by a nothingness as you see them and so disappear yourself. Now take a look at all of space. Conceive that this is actually God, and duplicating by becoming nothing. And do this again and again and again. Okay. Mock up God, having perceived that you are nothing, and so disappear. Have God disappear each time. Now, mock up the devil. Have the devil perceive you to be nothing, and so disappear. And having mark up the devil again, having do this again. I have anything you have left of these mock-ups? Look at you, perceive that you are nothing, and so disappear. And look at you closely and conceive that you're nothing. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on to the two objects and sit there and don't think. Okay, now imagine some places where you are not. Do it with conviction. okay? Now, let's create something. Anything, even an idea. Have it look at you, perceive that you are nothing, and so disappear. Now let's create or perceive some black space. Have the black space look at you, conceive you to be nothing, and so disappear. Let's do that several times. Black space, have it perceive you to be nothing, have it disappear. Okay. Mock up something. Have it perceive you to be an idea, and so itself become an idea. Do that several times. Mark up a fire truck. Have the fire truck look at you. See that you're nothing but an idea. And so become an idea itself. All right. Now mark up your body. Have your body perceive you to have no mass. And so itself cease to have mass. Do that several times. Mark up your body. Have it conceive you to have no mass. And so it disappears. Now do this now and have your body, in an effort to duplicate the nothingness of you, cease to exist as a form and become an idea. Let's do that some more. Okay. Now mark up your body. Have it conceive you to be an area of blackness, and so itself become an area of blackness with the idea body in it. that many times. A body conceives you to be an area of blackness, so it itself becomes an area of blackness with an idea in it. Okay, now let's look around and find some places where you were not. Now let's locate the center of your body's head. And now conceive it to be a new distance and direction from you. Now consider it to be a new distance and direction from you. And conceive it to be a new distance and direction from you. Okay, remember something that's really real to you? Some more things. Okay. Look at the front of the room. Make a duplicate of the front of the room and fit the duplicate over your body's head. And then do that again. Make a duplicate of the front of the room and then fit it over your body's head. Make a duplicate of the room and fit it over your body's head. Do that many times. Okay, now find a piece of space. Find some space. Make a duplicate of this space and fit it over your body's head. Another duplicate of it and fit it over your body's head. Make the duplicate away and then move the duplicate over the body's head each time. Let's find another object now. Make a duplicate of the object and then move the duplicate over the body's head. All right. Now find a mountain. Make a duplicate of the mountain. And fit that duplicate over the body's head. Do that many times. Make a duplicate of the mountain and fit the duplicate over the body's head. Now this time, make that duplicate dense, heavy. Fit it over the body's head. Let's do that a lot more times. Okay. Now, let's look around your surroundings and find something that's quite real to you. Reach for it and withdraw from it. Something else that's quite real, reach for it and withdraw from it. Now, imagine something more real than you have just perceived and reach for it and withdraw from it. And do that again and again and again. Okay, find two objects, hold on to them, sit there and don't think. Okay, let go of these and imagine some places you are not. Okay, now let's remember something real. Some more things that are real. Now get that same feeling of reality and imagine something that's occurring right this moment and imbue it with that same feeling of reality. Now imagine a disaster occurring right this moment and imbue it with the same feeling of reality. Let's get some more disasters as though they were occurring right this moment and imbue all them with a complete feeling of reality and conviction. Okay, let's imagine some more disasters and imbue them with the same feeling of reality. Now get some disasters occurring just a little while ago. Some that just occurred during the preceding day and get an equal feeling of reality on these disasters. Okay, let's find some places which you're not in at the moment. Okay, now with excellent conviction, postulate yourself as being several things, one after the other. With great conviction, just by postulate alone, decide you are being a certain thing. Such as, I am a streetcar conductor. You get the feeling of being that when you do it. Now, let's alter that to despicable people. People who are below social acceptance. I am this, that. Each time with great conviction and with a complete feeling that you are such a person. Now, succeed each one of these postulates that you are such a person with the fact that you are now not him. I am a Nazi stormtrooper. No, I am not a Nazi stormtrooper. Before you're the next thing. Be something, unbe it by postulate alone. Don't find something you can be. State and be something. Let's unbe it each time. Now, as we do it, let's get the feeling and personality of the person we're stating we are. Remember, despicable characters all. Let's get more despicable. Okay, now let's get a series of very, very important, worthwhile people. Well, let's say we're the person, get the feeling and personality of being that person, and then unbe the person and be a new person. Okay, now as you do this, get everyone agreeing with you that you are that person. You state you are that person, get the feeling and personality of that person, a large mob of people out there agreeing you are that person. And then unbe the person, be a new person. Okay, let's throw all that away and find some places where you're not. All right, now let's imagine some other cities are right here where we are. Get each one of those with complete conviction. Then just forget about it and get another city right here where we are with complete conviction. Move city after city right where we are and get each one with complete conviction. Here's where we are. It's right here. Now let's get each one of these cities, carefully holding the other cities at a certain distance from them. Now get each one of these cities, instead of holding the distance, pulling the other city in on top of it. So you've got a gorgeous stack. Get it that they've gotten tired of holding distance. City after city, there each one gets tired of holding the distance and so pulls the other one in. Let's do it some more. Okay, let's throw all that away. And let's get the idea that we're tired of being who we are, so we reach out and grab a famous personality and put him on. Now, we go through this personality after personality, reach out and pick them up and put them on. Okay, let's throw all that away. Let's find a couple of objects, hold on to them, and don't think. Okay, let go of them. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.